Last summer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, two homeless men were beaten to death in the dusty, vacant lot where they camped. As is often the case with violence waged against homeless people, the alleged perpetrators were young men with no apparent motivation other than thrill-seeking. The teens reportedly confessed to around 50 other non-fatal beatings of homeless people. The killing shocked the community and led to calls for preventative action.
It's just sad that it takes a tragedy to really coalesce folks.
That's State Senator Bill O'Neill, who's introduced legislation to add homeless individuals to the list of groups protected by New Mexico's hate crimes law. Right now, that law recognizes race, gender, religion, and sexual orientation. O'Neill's bill would tack on 2 years to the sentence of anyone convicted of a violent crime against a homeless person. He says the bill has the support of the Republican mayor of Albuquerque, as well as leaders of the Navajo Nation, a powerful legislative force in the state.
My fellow legislators, like so many people, don't really understand how homeless people are targeted like this. So once that's clear to them, they're appalled.
If passed, New Mexico would join Florida, Maine, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. in recognizing attacks against the homeless and increasing sentences for those crimes. Advocates say such laws make a statement to the public that homeless lives matter. But some advocates believe that hate crimes laws aren't enough to protect the homeless from violence. They also want to roll back nuisance laws, or quality of life laws, which they say are partly to blame for an attitude that homeless people are not only unwelcome, but that their lives are disposable.
We have this aggressive campaign of criminalizing the presence of certain people in our communities.
Paul Bowden is executive director of the Western Regional Advocacy Project. He compares the aggressive enforcement of nuisance laws to older laws meant to push black people or Oklahomans or anyone deemed undesirable out of public spaces.
The laws themselves have to be written as though they apply to everyone, but the enforcement is only against certain people. And that's identical with Jim Crow and Antioch. And any time local governments and local media have aggressively demonized and dehumanized certain segments of our society, those people have become targets of hate crimes.
Antioch laws were Depression-era ordinances passed in western states like California and Arizona, which targeted indigent agricultural workers forced to migrate there by severe dust storms in the high plains. Eric Ares is an organizer with the Los Angeles Community Action Network, an organization based in the heart of LA's Skid Row. They're working with the Western Regional Advocacy Project to help craft a California homeless bill of rights that would supersede local nuisance laws that target the homeless.
We're seeing increasingly laws passed that outlaw basically the ability of homeless individuals to survive. You can't be here on the sidewalk at this time of the day. You can't be in this public park. You can't serve food here. You can't sleep in your vehicle. And little by little, they create a context which make it illegal to be homeless. I think that creates an attitude. That creates an idea of homelessness as people who are expendable, as people who could sweep under the rug.
Rhode Island, Illinois, and Connecticut have all passed homeless Bill of Rights laws. In California, which, along with Florida, reported close to half of all anti-homeless crimes last year, passing a homeless Bill of Rights has faced an uphill climb. Many residents don't want homeless people in their neighborhoods and public spaces, and addressing the root cause of homelessness takes money. California came close to passing a Bill of Rights last year, but it stalled in appropriations due to the expense of installing public toilets. The coalition behind the legislation of this year's bill cut out most of those expenses. Aris says a homeless Bill of Rights should be broadly popular for those who want to end homelessness rather than just move it out of sight.
We're not going to arrest our way out of homelessness. We can't give enough jaywalking citations. We can't get enough littering citations in a way that's going to solve homelessness, right? The only way to solve homelessness is with housing. And so while we're trying to address the root causes of homelessness, we have to show our legislators that this is not the way, right? It's a complete waste of resources, that we can be diverting those resources that right now are being applied towards enforcement for laws that only make it worse for homeless individuals, and put that towards housing, put that towards services, towards strategies that actually end homelessness.
Colorado and Oregon have sponsors for homeless bills of rights. Ares and other advocates in California are still looking for a sponsor for theirs. Larry Buell, FSRN, Los Angeles.